and talk on 702.
Rafuta Kamedi is my guest. Rafuta, thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's such a pleasure having you on the show.
I truly appreciate the opportunity, and I'm glad to be back.
So, younger men dating or in committed relationships with older women, why is this a thing? Why is this a conversation? Some people might say, well, you wouldn't have a conversation like that about the other way around. Is it because it is less conventional than the other way around? Why is this a thing, Philip?
I suppose it's because of our thoughts when we, you know, view men, and traditionally in relationships, you know, they've always held the upper hand, and you look at those relationships, which are getting less taboo, actually, as time goes. I mean, I'm encountering more of them in my circles, you know, certainly. And you look at, you know, like, people often think, you know, she must be, you know, controlling him, or, you know, she must have the power dynamics, or she must have money, or things like that. So it's not often thought of, or that it's natural for, you know, a younger man to actually have a preference for that which comes with dating an older woman.
But it's happening. It's been happening. It's always happened, right? Yep. And I suppose, you know, this speaks to the politics, the gender politics that we constantly talk about. But as I said in my opening, I found that with couples that are in that kind of relationship with a woman is older, seem to be just a lot more relaxed about stuff. They seem to be a lot more spontaneous about stuff. Is that an observation that you've made, or is that just me?
I mean, I can say yes or no, because I think one needs to, like, just unpack the concept of compatibility.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at such situations, because rarely is it an age discussion. It's a common interest discussion. Personality comes into play. Life stage comes into play. You know, so when you look at all those factors, you know, for obviously consenting adults, that can vary. And I think, you know, by way of maybe our lifestyle or whatever, we tend to obviously associate with people in our age group. And yeah, that's how what's called, obviously, the more reasonable age gaps are formed. But it's not uncommon for people to strike up a genuine connection with a wide age gap, because they're into similar things, or, you know, they struck up a conversation and found that they're kindred souls, for example. So you just have to look at compatibility as a concept to understand that age really comes into it. Of course, there are things that happen in society that obviously coerce how things happen. And, you know, you don't want to discuss the other one, because obviously it's more common, but the phenomenon of blessers and et cetera, et cetera. But now you look at, you know, older women, and women are really just succeeding and shattering ceilings and doing the most.
Yeah.
So to expect them to only be with people in their age range also, only because that's how it's always happened, is not a true reflection of society.
Give us a call if you are in a relationship where you are the male and you are younger, and you are in a relationship where you are the woman, the female, and you are older. How is it working? How do you navigate the social issues connected to that, perhaps even the religious issues connected to that, the ideas of compatibility connected to that? 011-883-0702. Do you find that in relationships where the young man is younger and the woman is older, the first move is made by the woman, or is it sometimes the young man? In other words, is it a situation where it is a traditional sort of courtship situation where the man is sort of the aggressor? Does it sometimes happen the other way around?
It does sometimes happen the other way around. I mean, situations differ, but I do find, you know, that it's the men that still go and pursue, because you tend to, an older woman, you know, sometimes feel as though, you know, the optics would not work to your favor. And you even if you are, you know, shooting your shot, you tend to be more gentler about it. But if the spark is there, I think it's only inevitable who's going to make the first move, because usually if you are meant to end up together, I mean, there is, you know, the conversation to be had. And whether the female or the woman sparks the starts the conversation, or it is actually, you know, the men that do it, the results will always show that the relationship itself is based on the men wanting, you know, I think that it's the confidence that attracts and the certainty,
yeah.
Because maybe they are less, you know, like they're risk averse, or they value the stability that comes, you know, with being in such a relationship, because, you know, things don't change all the time,
yeah.
As opposed to maybe their younger counterparts.
Give us a call. I really would like to hear from you. Are you in a relationship where you're the guy and your significant other, the woman, is older than you? How did the relationship start? What did you have to get over in your process of pursuing this person? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 11-883-0702. My guest is Refilwe Kamedi. She is a dating and relationship coach. So it is still quite conventional in that sense that, you know, the girl wants to be pursued, the boy wants to pursue, regardless of age. And again, these are huge generalizations, Refilwe. I hear mm-hmm. that. And they are always obviously exceptions, but you're saying to me that it still remains the same. The guy is still the aggressor in the relationship, or is the one that does the chasing, and the girl is still the one that is being chased. And is that still the
From what I've seen, yeah? Certainly had most times. Aubrey, it's for me. Having a look at the landscape or some of the couples that I encounter, it's, you know, just because you are older, it doesn't make you less of a woman,
yeah.
Or, you know, prone to wanting to be wanted or pursued, or, you know, the chase.
Yeah.
So, you know, very, yeah, it's attractive. It's validating for you to hear that from. But I know that people speak about, you know, like, especially on like a digital platforms, for example, that people don't want to be known for pursuing younger men, but they do. And it happens, you know, more the men like going after the women than the women themselves. But it does happen that you find that, okay, I wonder if, you know, they would, you know, go for something like this. And you gently find out
yeah.
through various. And you're almost ambiguous about it, because if the person is not into you, you want to be able to land on, oh, that's not what I meant. but I know for a fact that these conversations happen often.
Let's take a call from Cedric in Roodepoort. Hi, Cedric.
Hi, Aubrey. How are you?
Very good. Thanks, Cedric. Thanks for making the call. What are your thoughts?
I happen to be in the same situation whereby my wife is 8 years older than me. And she happened to be my second wife.
Right. And how's it working?
It's working very well. And I do believe that with her being older than me and my first wife, it's even working much better, because she's there to advise most of the time, especially if I'm going off the line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there is that comfortability between the two of you that even you can receive that kind of advice from her, particularly when you are losing your way.
Yes, you see,
wow.
The way that it has worked is I've accepted that she's more experienced in
sure.
all aspects.
Sure.
Typically for everything, financial, intimacy, in the general aspects of life.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Even though I'm younger than her, she takes as all the respect that, okay, I'm the husband.
Yeah. And your first wife is younger than you?
Yes, my first wife is younger than me. I'm turning 40 this year.
Yes.
my wife is 38.
Yep.
And she is almost 48.
And how's the relationship between the two of them? Or is that a bit of a challenge?
It's a bit of a challenge, but it's something that you can work with.
Sure.
Especially if there is an openness of what needs to be done.
Did you pursue her or did she pursue you?
I did. Right. I did pursue her.
And how was she at first? Did she think that you were a cheeky little man?
Not really. It's even though it's a long story how we met, but I did play my role as a man to go and approach her and show the vision that I had. Even though it was difficult because I had the wife.
Yes.
We are talking about 7 years ago.
Yes.
And we were a child. Then I managed to convince her. I think that's the only part that I did. Even though right now she can do most of things that she is experienced to, the things that she has experienced it. The only thing that I think we survived this long is there is things that she is correcting from her previous experiences, and I'm also learning from it.
Sure. I hear you. Cedric, thank you very much for your very candid call, man. I appreciate it. Cedric in Rudaport. I love the fact that Cedric is comfortable with the fact that she's older, she's more experienced in certain things, and he defers to that. Rafira?
I find that very refreshing that he can openly talk about the fact that he relates to them differently as well, because they are never going to offer the same thing. I mean, no two women ever offer the same thing.
Yeah.
So with the age difference, it's just a life stage. And if you get to be a younger male and reach there faster, who's to say that you need to be with somebody who still has a higher sense of adventure? And I'm not talking about adventure in a sense, but I mean like things are still escalating for them. They're still pursuing their careers. They're still doing different things. Whereas an older woman presents that level of, I know what I want, and I've played all the games. And at this stage, I just want my person. And it doesn't matter what age that person presents. And I think when you're older, you know this, that age really is the factor and you've accepted it. As opposed to somebody who it may be their first time and they're not sure whether that relationship is for them or not. And a lot of things come into play, Barbara. Like, I know we've got societal norms. And
yeah.
People don't want to be seen to be doing this because of the taboo aspect. But I see a lot of people now proudly parading their partners, regardless of the age or what they look like. And
it's definitely out there. I mean, it's really definitely out there, and it's a beautiful thing to see. By the way, give us a call on 011-883-0702. Lincoln, you've just asked for the number. The number is 011-883-0702. Here's a message from a woman in a relationship with a younger guy. D in Kempton Park says, I'm 41 and he is 38. But let me tell you, this is my first of this kind. Yes, but I must say it has to be my best relationship yet. He's way more mature than the almost 50-year-olds I have been with before. He is a leader, Aubrey. He initiates stuff. He tables brilliant ideas for me and the kids. He's reliable, all of which I never experienced while in a relationship with men older than him. I hardly think of our age gap. He commands respect in himself, so I think that's why. And that's from D in Kempton Park. Beautiful, D. Very, very beautiful. I love it. Let me speak to Mfundo in Pretoria. Hi, Mfundo.
Hi, bro. Ops and your guest there.
Yeah, now, go ahead, man. Yeah.
Yeah, now, here's my question. How do we define the age gap? That's the first thing I'd like to know. And secondly, I'm of the opinion that the older woman will seek a younger man for one of the reasons. But the main one, I think, is for virility of a younger person. I just want to hear what your guest says there.
So you think that... You think mainly it's sexual and the sexual virility of a younger man?
Yeah, it's part of it, but it's important.
Because, sure.
The woman has got to know what her needs are, and from her experience, she may realize that the older we go as guys, the less virile we are.
Yeah.
So a woman who knows what she wants will go for a younger stallion, so to speak.
Yeah. And tell me, what do you mean by define the age gap? What I don't understand the question.
Yeah, when you say the woman is older than the man, by how many years? Because it must be an age gap that defines that way. But if it's just one year or 1 year older, it doesn't make any difference.
Okay. And you think that if it's 5 years, it would make difference?
Yeah, it has to be longer than that.
So what I'm interested in your thinking about this. What would be an age gap that would be fitting of this kind of conversation in your mind, Fund?
15 years.
15 years, and okay. More. So anybody younger than that, it's still relatively within range, as it were, if I understand you correctly.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Fundo, thanks very much for your call, man. Refile?
Very interesting that we have to define this age gap, because I think he's thinking about it more from a life stage. He hit the nail on the head, because if it's just a small age gap, you can really pick up the differences, because the stage of life is very similar. You guys are every day having rather similar experiences. But with obviously 10 plus more years, maybe the younger partner is still going to college and the older partner is working, and those are different dynamics that come into play. But maturity, you know, we know that it's not an age thing, as he said. And I love the concept that he's bringing in sexually, because again, these are talking to compatibility. And we do know that typically, obviously, our libido goes opposite directions as males and females, not all the time, but you find
generally
that,
speaking, yeah.
Yeah, generally speaking, those are the terms. And I'm yet to hear somebody say I was looking for this particular type of relationship only, because you see that, as you said yourself, you see people lasting over time because
yeah.
They've got interests in common, more than just, you know, the sexual compatibility. Other things need to sustain the relationship, you know, because yes, maybe things may be like really, really hot and steamy in the bedroom, but what are you guys talking about every day? Are you making any plans together? Are you going out on dates? Because all of those elements contribute to the success of these kind of relationships. Any relationship needs nurturing. So whether the age gap is 2 years or, you know, 15 years, even more, you still need to be interested in your partner. And sometimes it's two different worlds. So it takes an extra effort to, you know, just delve into their world, because as the younger male, you've never been there. You don't know what it's like. And showing interest in your partner doesn't necessarily mean it's interests that are very close to you. If it's something that you know nothing about, it can really just contribute to them feeling validated and the relationship working over time. There are things to do differently here and there, as opposed to where with somebody that's your peer, age-wise, but these relationships can thrive for years to come if we just, in essence, go back to we have things in common and we enjoy each other's company, and it's all healthy, and, you know, nobody's using their, you know, like power dynamics, because usually things like that do happen in relationships where there's significant age gaps. Somebody will, you know, use the fact that their partner is younger to manipulate situations, because they know that perhaps they are unsure of how they feel about certain things, because things are new to them, forcing them to make like decisions quickly or big decisions, whereas they're still younger. And yeah, that coercive side can creep in relationships such as these.
Chaviso writes, I'm also seeing an older woman than me, and she is divorced, but I have never been married before. I do want to marry her, but she says she is scared her previous failures will affect our marriage if we get married. She is a disciplinarian as well, but every time I make a small mistake, she dumps me. We've reunited almost 8 times in 3 years. She's very tough to handle, says Tabiso. Papa the Bear Handyman says, I'm a young man, 35 years old, and have 2 kids, and I'm in a beautiful relationship with a beautiful lady who is 17 years older than me. Even planning to marry her next year, says Papa Bear. Hey, Papa Bear, it's probably what she called you. Hey, Papa Bear. And then this person says, bro, oops, it's all in the mind, maturity and personal life's encounters. And that's from Mokone Ntswane and Limpopo. And I must agree with that. You know, as an older man, I also want to be in a sexually satisfying relationship. I want to be in an intellectually satisfying relationship, in a relationship where there's emotional compatibility, and all of those kinds of things. I'm not sure whether it's fair to simply say that an older woman would want a man just because the young bull is virile. You know, I imagine that that's part of the package. We all want to have a relationship that has those benefits. That's why we want the relationship. So I wonder whether to isolate the idea behind an older woman and a younger man behind, and isolate it to the issue of the young man is sexually virile and that's why the older woman wants her. I'm a little uncomfortable with that, and I'm not sure why, because I imagine that everybody wants a relationship that has a good package, sexual and intimacy. Package could have been understood in so many different ways. But you'd probably want somebody that you're sexually compatible with, that you're emotionally and intellectually compatible with. To simply isolate it to just the sexual, for me, just sounds a little problematic.
And doesn't give, the women in the relationship a benefit of the doubt. I mean, yes, people do get to different reasons, but I doubt that would be the single most important reason, because, again, it talks to sustenance, and because we are not used to it, or maybe we choose to like really put our blinkers on. I mean, we throw things like, you know, what that caller said about the virility, and you know, we assume people have what's the slim word or colloquially called mommy issues, for example. That, you know, it must be something, because it's not normal. It can't be that two people are in love. And that's definitely, not the best way to look at it, because it really can be successful, as we are hearing from some of the listeners, that they can thrive from relationships like this, because the two partners contribute differently to enrich the relationship itself. You guys don't fall over each other's feet trying to do the same thing, because you play to your strength. And somebody's said on a call earlier that their wife's wisdom is what's attracting them, because, I mean, she can give me advice. But, you know, you're hearing now the later caller saying, actually, I hear a disciplinarian when she speaks. So all the relationship, issues that exist in normal relationships can be slightly heightened in these kind of relationships when you bring age into it, but it has very little to do when people have common ground and have really achieved a compatibility in its sense by saying we are good together. So
Well, 0118830702. I wonder to what extent do we sometimes make the mistake of thinking that if a younger man enjoys the seniority in terms of age, wisdom, experience, and ability to communicate those things in a way that is needed by the younger man, why that would be understood as mummy issues. And is that a mummy issue? And what is a mummy issue?
I'm so glad you asked me that. I'm no psych professional or anything, but we hear a lot of that when people's attachment styles are spoken of, because also daddy issues, mommy issues, you know, but it's really just things that stem from childhood that affect how we relate. And in that sense, if everybody has a mommy and a daddy, then all of us differently have mommy issues and daddy issues, because you attach to people differently. You know, like a simple example would be if, you know, perhaps your mom was not your primary caregiver, perhaps she had to work or whatever, and you longed for them when you were younger. Mm. You know, what often happens when you are older is that you want to attach deeply to somebody, maybe prematurely, or, you know, your attachment style is affected by all of those things that happen in your childhood. But these are things people can address, you know, through therapy and so that they don't come in and, you know, mar the relationship, so to speak. So, yeah, mommy issues, really, but they're just talking to attachment styles, and all of us have different types of attachment style. I don't think there's any single person who can say, I don't have mommy issues, because it's how your maternal or your paternal caregiver contributed to how you relate. Basically, that is it. And there's different styles. I mean, there's people who really idealize their mother so much that if I don't find a partner that can, you know, like really just fold my clothes the way my mother does, or, you know, do things the way my mother does for me, I'm not secure. So, yeah. All of those things come into play. But again, these are things that can be addressed, that a couple can just talk about.
Under normal circumstances, I am told that word normal, eh? I mean, that's a word we still need to really, really unpack one of these days, when that reveal. But again, I go to that generalization place for conversation's sake. We are the first woman, generally, we are socialized by, to, with, is the mother figure in our lives. Mm-hmm. Talking about as boys. That's how we understand the relationship between a man and a woman. My mom's birthday was last week, and I was saying to my mom, you were my first love. My mother was the first woman I ever fell in love with, right? And I suppose that leaves an indelible mark in any boy's mind, and I imagine it might be true for girls too. And again, I know that we're talking in very heteronormative terms here, but indulge me a little bit. I imagine that as we grow, the archetype of the woman that you are probably drawn to would be somebody like your mom. I mean, I look at my wife, for example. There's so many similarities between her and my mom, right? Boisterous, loud, authentic, kind of, is so similar. And I imagine that perhaps for a guy who sees an older woman in that light might be attracted to an older woman for those reasons. Is that what people call mommy issues?
They certainly characterize it in that way. But I don't think we are all trained to, you know, diagnose people walking around and say, you know, that person has mommy issues. But in my head, it can happen. Because of, again, we spoke about longing, things like loss contribute to that, because, you know, or how it used to feel, you know, being in her arms, and perhaps you just looking for that reassurance to always be, you know, embraced in a certain way. I mean, these are things that do happen. Whether or not they define the whole entire essence of a relationship, I'm not entirely convinced, because it also speaks to perhaps if she wasn't present, you know, and then now,
yes,
the type of woman you're looking for, now you are influenced by somebody and you want the person to obviously pay closer attention to you, and you want them to reassure you that they'll always be there, you know. So there is that little bit of dysfunction that can happen. So it's not only in the affirmative and the positive where you are saying yes. that I want, I love it. You know, even the negative experiences contribute to the toxicity of relationships. And that goes both ways. Mother-daughter relationships are complicated by nature as well. And that can manifest itself, obviously, in relationships. Like, I don't want to become, you hear people say, I don't want to become my mom. But, and then, you know, the boy child is like, you know, if I could find a woman that my mom would approve of. So, yeah, I mean, it's all, like you're saying, heteronormative, and we're speaking in a sense sure. of generalizing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
one would have to pay close attention to the actual relationship itself
exactly.
to be able to do what's going on. But I do want to say this. People can overcome this if they are aware of if it's causing anxiety or some level of discomfort in their relationship. So don't write yourself off and say, my girlfriends or boyfriends say, I've got dead issues or mommy issues, and, you know, maybe I need to solve that before. You know, you are worthy of love in essence, but, you know, perhaps just opening up that conversation, whether it is with the parent that did neglect you or whatever, but that does not need to overshadow the beauty of being with someone, whether they are 10 or 15 years older than you.
Karabo Sute says, hi, Aubrey. I'm very protective of what I have accomplished and accumulated to date and very scared to gamble in that way. I think with my head and not with my heart. I could consider it if it is the whole package. And honestly, I don't want to mother anyone, says Karabo Sute. I hear you, Karabo. I hear you. And I think that that would be true under any circumstances of any relationship. Somebody says, I just admitted, Orbs, you want to be at Ben 10, a woman. Why you say that? Let me speak to Ntando Yenkosi in Kensington. Hi, Ntando Yenkosi.
Togotel. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm well, Mongameli. Oh, it's you there.
I'm okay.
Yes, talk to me.
I mean, I think I'm from Zimbabwe, you both know that.
Yes.
I was in Milton. For my form 1, which is equivalent to grade 8.
Yep.
And then I think it was more like something that was in me, because I first dated someone that was doing like, it's more like matric form 4. And then it became like more like a disease or something, because my first baby mama, she was like younger than me by a year, but I used to date like people that are 4 years or 10 years or 15 years. So it's always been like that with me.
Yeah.
I cannot even date someone that is maybe 3 years younger than me. I think it's more like a challenge. I always told myself that I want to do better.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So I think they are so mature whereby they've got some sort of an understanding.
Mm.
There's less of arguments when I'm dating someone that is more than they have in terms of maturity. They've got that sort of that comfort zone and that understanding whereby you say someone like, you know what, it's Valentine's Day, but I can't do anything
yes.
right now. They would just say, hey, baby, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
For me, my side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Ntando, thanks very much, man. Appreciate it. Rifile?
I love that. You know, you must know and understand yourself well to be able to contribute meaningfully in your relationship, and to know that, you know, when you meet somebody, their age tag is not always, you know, obvious. And this is where people find themselves in those situations sometimes, because they're like, oh, until you speak, or, you know, you've seen this person and you really want their number, and it's been some time, and then you get to sit down with them and you realize, yo, we've got this age gap, how are we going to navigate? That is why, you know, most older women are reluctant, because it's like, is this a fleeting thing?
And I think that's what Karabo was suggesting.
Yes, are you experimenting with me, or, you know, all of those things, because perhaps they are looking for something more permanent or something more deeper than, you know, what they think a younger man can offer. You know, so it just really takes a conversation. But I encourage people to just really try, because nobody's walking around, you know, with an age tag unless, I don't know, something happens. But for me, the dangers just come when you use the fact that you know more or you have this experience against your partner, you weaponize the fact that they are much younger.
Yeah.
Because then there are other issues at play where you don't see yourself, you know, as you see them. And that threatens the relationship almost all the time. So the older people still need to respect their partners regardless of the age gap. And it's a concept not everybody grasps that, you know, respect is not an age thing or a male-female thing. You know, you've just got to always consider that you are my loved one and I would much rather protect and, you know, take care.
Is that a thing, though, in relationships where the woman is older that sometimes it gets weaponized? I see it in relationships where the man is older, that you know the age card can be pulled out. Does it happen with women?
It does.
Really?
It does, Brahma, because what usually happens is that you've got to have some level of patience and understanding for younger people. And I'm talking to maybe somebody in their 20s, for example, because they are still in a like high activity, high decision-making phase. So I do see that, you know, perhaps a 45-year-old may lose patience in, you know, perhaps like they are settled more in their careers and this person is still job hopping and it's seeming as though they are not serious or they are not taking the fact that they need to have a job seriously. And it's just a life stage discussion. So I see that a lot. And, you know, us women as well, we've got our own toxicity that we need to address privately among each other. But,
yeah, the topic on the side, yeah?
we do tend to have that exploitive behavior.
Yeah, I think all demographics, all communities have times and occasion to have that conversation on the side, I think all groupings, all demographics need to have that conversation sometimes on the side. Do you think that can be part of the problem, that we sometimes, what's the right word, we have conversations that are overly politically correct sometimes about mm-hmm. certain aspects of relationships and intimacy and that kind of thing?
Yes. I mean, nowadays, I think most of us are circling around each other because we don't want to offend or cross boundaries. So we don't always have the tools to confront difficult issues. So you would rather keep quiet, and that's, you know, across the board, relationships of all kinds. Where you are wanting to protect your partner, but you do owe them certain levels of the truth. And sometimes they are not always in a position to hear it. And I always encourage couples to, you know, like you need to have the conversation when the timing needs to be right and the atmosphere needs to be right. And challenge yourself to go find the most loving words to express what you want to say.
Mm.
Because if you pent up anger and the day it happens for the 11th time is when it's, you know, the truth is going to really you know, be bitter to the person receiving it, because you've built up a level of resentment against them. But we do not speak enough about the difficult truths that we owe each other in order for us to really transcend into another level of who we're meant to be and be richer in our connections. You know, I don't think we have those conversations enough.
No. I call those conversations the whatabouts. it's a conversation when we confront whataboutism from a different angle. Mokoni Ntswane says, I think compatibility for each other is the main factor, more than compromising as far as age is concerned, says Mokoni Ntswane Limpopo. Is this a storm in a teacup, Rifilwe? I mean, you know, in the final analysis, people fall in love, right? People fall in love I can imagine that you can have a similar conversation about an interracial couple or a homosexual couple or a, but ultimately in the final analysis, people fall in love. Is this the difference in age, particularly between, but in a situation where the woman is older and younger, are we making a bigger thing out of it than what it is? Or is the societal, the taboos and the stigmas around it a thing that makes this a thing, and therefore we must have this conversation about this thing?
I definitely think the latter, because I, as I opened by saying, I see it a lot more. I see it a whole lot more these days, and I'm actually proud of you know, those who are trying to really just connect, because at the end of the day, we all just want to be loved and being cared for. So what about the person's age is going to give you that? You know, for me, obviously there's a conversation around consent and all of those legal ages and things like that. But even if the person's considerably younger, and I'm talking about maybe early 20s, they have some level of agency to obviously consent, but the safety comes in the older partner knowing that perhaps this person doesn't have all the information to make serious decisions yet. So what I'm going to do is be with them and give them the time perhaps to develop in certain ways to be able to make permanent decisions. For example, I mean, you know, when you're in a relationship, people enter into, you know, contracts of whether you guys buy things together, you guys move cities. I mean, there are big decisions to be made.
Yep.
So one of those things that, you know, one needs to just watch out of is it may have, you know, serious repercussions when this person is older. So is this the most loving way of showing them? Or can I give them some grace because they haven't yet, for example, maybe it's their first job. Why am I, you know, coercing them to buy a car or to go half on a house? Or, you know, there are considerations to be made. And it's that conversation that's going to let me know that you really have your best interest at heart for me, and you're thinking about things that I may not see because I'm younger. But yeah, I just think people are making a big deal out of it, even though we are seeing society move into these alternative relationships. It's not readily accepted, but it is happening more often than we care to see or care to accept.
Let's take one more call from Bongani in the East Rand. Hi, Bongani.
Good evening, Bravi.
Yeah, how you doing, man? Tell me your situation, Bongani.
Your producer, she's laughing at me there behind you. Yeah. You know, this thing, I'm on it.
Yeah.
I've got two, but I will remain anonymous, but I can't be anonymous already because I released my name already.
Yeah, because we already know you're Bongani.
Yeah, but no one knows the surname, yes. You know, this situation or this scenario when at Aubrey, it only mostly happens with single ladies who are older. I don't know if they are coming from the divorces or what so forth, but the most, because probably there is these dating sites, Abopadu and so forth. Those are the ones which are getting them, because I'm one of ex-convicts. So the thing, the main reason of dating old people the most, younger kids, they can't come to prison visit you. So the main thing what happened for me to get these two, which was just to get visits in prison, because most of all those old ladies, they're on dating sites whereby they are always, if you can check them in prison, Sun City, you can name them, all the prisons,
yeah.
They are all full there. And then at the end of the day, but when you come out, you understand to yet the old person, she's not at your type either way. It's about training them
there. So you're saying to me that you would date older women while you were in prison because they were comfortable with coming to prison for conjugal visits as opposed to younger women?
Yes, because probably I will just get in detail on that one, because at the most of the time, if you can check on probably, we do have sex phones and so forth, all
yes,
those things.
Yes.
But she's not benefiting on anything, but we are doing that on the sex, on the phone. And then they like come to visit to buy you groceries and what so forth. So the benefit of dating an old woman, I don't see any.
Wow. So it was purely transactional. But did you fall in love? Did you with them?
You fall in love for that specific for that
moment. Okay.
For that period of time, while you're still in prison, but when you come out, you face the reality. One of them, she was controlling, so we end up, we are on a fighting off. She's not allowing me to go and see my child. I've got a child with a girl with my size in Val.
Yeah.
So the lady she has, man, she stays in Princeton. She has a construction company of which we are working together. But now I'm on a stage of living because emotionally I'm not getting, it's not what I'm expecting. I'm a man. I need to stand for myself. You understand?
All right, Bongani, let me stop here because we've run out of time, but a very interesting aspect, Rufilwe, as we close, that it can be absolutely transactional, I suppose. And I suppose we need to accept that that's a reality that can happen to any relationship at whatever age, at whatever gender, and whatever permutation there is. Yeah. Hello, Rufilwe. Oh, we've lost Rufilwe.
I'm here.
Oh, there you go. As we close.
It's interesting, Bongani said, but I know there are also people that value having a man in their life as opposed to having a good man.
Mm.
They open themselves up to such, but I really do want to encourage people to not let age really. From pursuing, the best relationships possible, and you will find that you guys can grow each other in ways that you never imagined because you are operating in completely different spheres. So it makes for a very interesting connection.
How do we get in touch with you?
My handle is @mindsetmistress on all socials, and yeah.
Thank you so much, Rufilwe Kamedi, for joining me. I really, really, really enjoy talking.